You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Freed by God, people learn to love from their hearts and to think with their heads.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, out of your great heart, break the chains of slavery and set us free to be your people, loving you and liking the life you want us to live. Free us from the penalties and pains of our own sins, and set us free to live with relish the life of faith in your Son Jesus, fulfilling the promise of his gospel. If the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. In his saving name we pray. Amen. Speaking about himself, Jesus Christ said, "If the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." In a nutshell, that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is good news to the captives. One moment enslaved and the next moment set free. It seems almost too good to be true. The captive may wonder what he's getting himself into. He doesn't know how to act or what to do with his newfound freedom. He has to learn how to live as a free man, not subject to all the restrictions to which he's become accustomed. Free to be a real person again, instead of a machine whose every movement has to be regulated. Freedom comes from God. It's a gift from God. He lives in the hearts of people who are genuinely free. A lot of people don't recognize real freedom when they see it, and they're the poorer for it. "Now that I'm free," you've heard people say, "I can do as I please." Some people act on that assumption, only to find themselves the poorer for it. What is real freedom, anyway? Only people who like to do as they ought to do are really free. For them, the shackles have finally been broken. They're not enslaved to anything, but they do owe loyalty to the one who gave them freedom. Out of loyalty to him, the living God, people learn to enjoy real freedom, liking to do as they ought, and becoming the kind of people God intended them to be. "If the Son makes you free," said Jesus, "then you will be free indeed." The Son of God, as Jesus always called himself, did not feel free to do as he pleased. He was born as a human being, by the design of his Father. He lived his life in conformity with his Father's will. He died a miserable death to complete the plan of his Father for the salvation of the world. He was the subject of constant criticism and the object of continual attempts to distort his mission and to shake his determination in the fulfillment of that mission. He had come to be the Savior of the world, only to be met by rejection on almost every hand. Just about anyone else would have thrown the whole thing over in disgust and contempt for those he had come to serve. Because of his attachment to his Father, Jesus simply could not give up. Jesus was free to use the power he always had to put down the detractors who were always there to get him down. He could have blown his enemies out of the water or driven them into the sea, but he did not feel free to do that, simply because of his commitment to the will of his Father, that he humble himself and become obedient unto death, even though that death would be as despicable and degrading as any death has ever been. Although denied the rights of a man, not to speak about the privilege of the Son of God, Jesus Christ went his way and died his death for his own people and all of humanity. St. Peter said he bore in his own body our sins on his cross, that we might make a clean break with sin and be free to live a life of righteousness. In all freedom, Jesus died. No man takes my life from me, he said with emphasis and authority. I lay it down of my own free will. The freedom of Christ's cross comes to people today as a gift from God, freely given, as Martin Luther used to say, purely out of his fatherly divine goodness and mercy. The penalty Christ paid is your penalty. The freedom Christ gives comes to you and to me purely as a gift from God. The price of freedom is the sacrifice by Christ of himself for whatever has gone wrong in order to put it right again. Real freedom has love written all over it. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not go the way of slavery that has only one end, which is death, but have eternal life. Freedom is the way of atonement and forgiveness, of peace and reconciliation, of love and life. It's not so much that we love God, but that he loved us and gave his Son as a full and free sacrifice for our sins, putting right our wrongs, our unwillingness to serve anyone but ourselves, our rebellion against God, which has produced nothing but misery for the world, with wars and rumors of wars all over the place. The whole world owes a debt to Jesus Christ that can never be repaid. Received, however, in appreciation for both the giver and the gift becomes genuine freedom to be God's man or woman, God's boy or girl. Gracious gifts are meant to be received gratefully, not debating about the intentions of the giver, and certainly not searching within ourselves for some good reason that would account for his becoming such a generous giver. Gifts freely given are to be received as they are given, freely, with thanksgiving. Generosity and gratitude go very well together. It's said that when Abraham Lincoln walked through the streets of Richmond immediately after the surrender of that city toward the end of the Civil War in the United States, crowds of slaves came out of their dwellings just to touch this man who had issued the Emancipation Proclamation. Their faces were aglow with smiles, and they shouted, "Praise to the Lord!" Abraham Lincoln walked a mile and a half from the James River to the former Confederate Capitol building without troops, without escort, without secret servicemen, attended at first by a few and then by dozens and then hundreds and finally thousands of black people swarming around trying to shake his hand, patting him on the back, reaching out to touch his garments, singing for joy over the presence of a man who had made the end of slavery a reality. They looked upon him as one sent by God. Actually, slavery had ended by edict the year before, but it was not really over until now. Slaves had been set free, but now many of them had come to realize that freedom has to be exercised responsibly. Freedom is a heady brew after slavery, where people have been fenced in with barbed wire. People often build confinement for themselves with their own barbed wire. Jesus said, everyone who commits sin becomes the slave of sin. The irony of it all is that sin so often looks to people like freedom, enticing them with satisfactions that grow increasingly confining and tyrannical in the search for freedom that is never there. Mere revolt against tyranny often becomes the most tyrannical of all. Jesus Christ calls people to freedom, genuine freedom. Freedom has bearings, but it is not fenced in. It has banks like a river, but it keeps on flowing. It is a living thing, constantly interesting, because you don't know what is around the next bend. That river helps to furnish bread for the eater and water to satisfy the thirsty. Jesus Christ gives personal freedom its bearings. It begins with personal repentance and personal forgiveness. Freedom comes from God. It goes on to life that wants to do what it ought to do. It begins with faith, and it goes on to love. Love knows no bounds, but it certainly has its bearings. Freedom comes from God. Freedom is willing to sacrifice. It began with sacrifice. Jesus gave his life for the life of the world. Freedom continues to accept and practice sacrifice. Freedom is as freedom does. Genuine freedom calls for sacrifice, putting yourself in the place of others, as Jesus has put himself in your place. It means more than just doing what you please. Covering everything and coloring everything is doing everything to please God. It's gratitude, the mark of true freedom. Freedom costs something. It cost Jesus his life, and it costs everyone else, nothing less. Jesus frees you from the penalty of your sin, and he frees you also from the power of that sin. He frees you from envy and revenge. He frees you from the willingness to help yourself by hurting other people. He frees you from the nastiness that is so often discovered when people are scratched, even some pious people. If the Son makes you free, said Jesus, then you will be free indeed. The old is past, the new has come. You can do everything and anything if you're attached to Jesus in faith and love. Freed by God, you become not only free from, but free to. God is not the taskmaster some people imagine him to be. You know that, or you can know it, in Jesus Christ. He's ready to help, to promote, to encourage, to renew, and to lead. Freed by God, you become human again, as Jesus himself was human. He not only shows the way, he is the way. It's a glory road by way of a cross. There are crosses in life to be taken with fortitude and great-heartedness. Freed by God through faith in Jesus Christ, follow the route of love which reaches out and draws close. Free men and women, for example, give themselves to each other in true marriage. They commit themselves to one another for a lifetime. They make it work because they're free. They're not robots or automatons. They're real people, freed by God to live real lives, forgiving others and including themselves as God, for the sake of Jesus Christ, forgives us all. Freedom does not come cheap. It cost Jesus Christ his life to free you from the penalty and power of sin. Freedom costs everyone a lifetime of reaching out and drawing close, both to God and to whomever God puts in your path. Slavery comes on the installment plan, someone has said, but freedom comes as a great big bundle from God Himself to be opened with new surprise every morning. Freed by God, people learn to love from their hearts and to think with their heads. All of us are faced all the time with situations where decisions have to be made. All kinds of demands are made upon us. God has not left us 100 or 200 prescriptions to handle all these questions to which we must give answers. Helmut Thielicke points out, He lets us decide for ourselves which way of obedience we think is demanded of us by God. We use the hearts and the heads He has given us, keeping a fast bearing on the cross of Christ. Sometimes, because we live in a world of sin, we can't decide exactly which is right or wrong, and we have to choose the best possible way. We are free to choose, and still we are bound. We are not slaves, but with faith in Christ we do have bearings. We are freed by God to live responsibly. How can you best help your mother, upon whom you once depended, now that she is of advanced age and is dependent upon you? Would it be best to keep her in your own home, or find a place where she can live somewhat independently and still have competent and loving care? I can't decide that for you. You are free to make that decision, and you're also bound to the debt of love you owe your mother. Care for your mother is a responsibility you owe to God in all the freedom He has given you. Freedom can be an excruciating thing. It taxes both mind and heart. But the alternative is slavery. Slavery to the dictation of others, slavery to conformity with the world, and maybe even slavery to your own selfish desires. Freedom from slavery is the grace and glory of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which has found expression in the words of Martin Luther. I am slave to no man, said Luther, and yet the servant of all. Luther recognized that each one of us is a sinner, but by the grace of God, through faith in Jesus Christ, each one can also be a saint in the sight of God. The world is filled with sinners who consider themselves to be saints, but the world is impelled toward genuine freedom by saints who know that they are sinners, freed by God to be real people through faith in Jesus Christ, with love toward God and toward one another, providing the flow and the glow of genuine freedom. It's just as Jesus said, If the Son shall make you free, you will be free indeed. Amen.
Have been listening to a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. If you have found this message helpful for your own life, may we suggest that you share this cassette with others? This cassette service is a special ministry of the Media Services Division of the International Lutheran Layman's League.